When he sees me, sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy and not as I am. He views me in diamonds as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy, and he washed me this time and all. And when he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy, and he washed me this I know. And when he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy, and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy, and he washed me this I know. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do what's right, I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do what's right, I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do what's right, I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord is coming back for me. I know the Lord is coming back for me. If I spend my life in prayer, I will meet him in the air. I know the Lord is coming back for me. I know the Lord is coming back for me. I know the Lord is coming back for me. If I spend my life in prayer, I will meet him in the end. I know the Lord is coming back for me. I know the Lord is coming back for me. I know the Lord is coming back for me. If I spend my life in prayer, I will meet him in the air. I know the Lord is coming back for me. He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave his life for me. My everything.
just like honey in the rock. Like honey in the rock, sweet honey in the rock. Jesus tastes like honey in the rock. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. For he tastes like honey in the rock. Sometimes when I'm weary, Satan wars with my soul to get my mind off the cross. And I start fighting battles Christ has already won. And a war Satan's already lost. If I hold fast to the foot of the cross, caught in its life cleansing flood, if I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, and he'd have to walk through the blood. Oh, can you picture Calvary and one spotless lamb that suffered and died for my sin? His blood ran so deep that it covered my soul. And Satan, you can't enter in. Oh, if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in its light, dancing flood. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then he'd have to walk through the blood. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then he'd have to walk through the blood.
I'm so glad that I'm a part of been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join hands with Jesus as we travel this soul. For I'm part of the family of God. You will notice we say brother and sister around here. It's because we're a family, and these folks are so near. When one has a heartache, we all share the tear, and rejoice in each victory, in this family so dear. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join hands with Jesus as we travel this zone. For I'm part of the family of God. From the door of an orphanage to the house of the king, no longer an outcast, the song I sing. From rags on to riches, from the weak to the strong, I'm not worthy to be here, but praise God I belong. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join hands
with Jesus as we travel this road.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family stand it, O Barnum, tempted and tried, we're of made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are brothers sleeping about us. Never molested, though in the wrong. Farther along, we'll know all about it. Farther along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. When death has come and taken our loved ones, it leaves our home so lonely and drear. Then do we wonder why others prosper, living so wicked year after year? Farther along, we'll know all about it. Farther along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Faithful till death, said our loving master, a few more days to labor and wait. Toils off the road will then seem as nothing, as we sweep through the beautiful gate. Farther along, we'll know all about it. Farther along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. When we see Jesus coming in glory, when he comes from his home in the sky, then we shall meet him in that bright mansion. We'll understand it all by and by. Farther along, we'll know all about it. Farther along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages. Rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. At the sounding of the trumpet, at the dawning of the day, worldly pleasure with their treasure will forever pass away. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire,
fire. Don't you want God's bosom
to be your pillow, hiding over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. Poor the sinner will be crying for the home he'll never see. But the ransom will be singing, rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me.
Oh, the judgment
day is coming. Christ forever is my refuge. Rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages. Rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. Got lots of words here, but that's a nice song. But, you know, after a while, you just become an entertainment session. Mm-hmm. Got to sing in spirit and truth. America has become a religious, it's a fanfare, it's a entertainment. But it's all about living the life. Mm-hmm. I live a holy life. It's pretty hard to find the real thing.
I walked in sin's prison, oh so dark and cold, like a lost sheep wandering from God's eternal fold. Then the door swung open and he spoke to me. I sign your pardon, now you may go free. Jesus signed my pardon, this I surely know. Took my place at Calvary, now I won't have to go. All my life I gave him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon, there on Calvary. Since the Savior led me from that awful place, I can hear the angels as they sing Amazing Grace. I know I was pardoned from my sin and shame when I joined and singing glory to his name. Jesus signed my pardon, this I surely know. Took my place at Calvary, now I don't have to go. All my life I've given, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon there at Calvary. Life is now worth living, since I've been set free. I'm so glad he was willing to save a wretch like me. Now I have a mansion, not a prison wall. Jesus for my pardon, Jesus paid it all. Jesus signed my pardon, this I surely know. Took my place at Calvary, now I don't have to go. All my life I gave him, he is for me. When he signed my pardon, there at Calvary. See Genesis 17:1.
Walk before me and be holy. Wandle vor mir und sei fromm. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am the sovereign God. Walk before me and be blameless. Then I will confirm my covenant between me and you, and I will give you a multitude of descendants. We can, let's see what it says in the NIV. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Yeah, see? Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Mm-hmm. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. It says then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk before me, then be holy, it says in another translation. I'll see if I can find it. See what the King James says. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make a covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. Heavenly Father, we just read your word. I just pray you give me the insight how to express this thing the way you allow me to see it, Lord. Help me see it in such a way that it'll resonate with some people. Most of all, Lord, I pray you give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what I saw today. Walk before me and be holy. Wandle vor mir und sei fromm. You know, it doesn't help to know everything. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's this walk that I have to exercise, that I have to do. I can know all the knowledge, everything and about the Bible, and we know more than most anybody does. But that doesn't cut it yet. It says, "Walk before me and be holy." Mandle for me and say from, you have to live a life that'll back up what you know, with us there's a tremendous responsibility knowing what we know, but like I say, with that comes, because all that knowledge, all it does gives you a big head,
mm-hmm.
and you're worse off than if you didn't know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've been seeing, and practically all week, is there has to be a life that attracts people to you, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I remember back in the day, I thought I got to witness to everybody. I got to talk to everybody about the Bible, about the Lord. And all I did was just chase people away from me. And why not just live the life? And you don't have to say nothing, you know? Just live a life before the people, and people will see it. And I was thinking today, that's what, you know, that's what kind of attracted me to you, because, you know, we could sit, talk about the Bible, and it was the way you carried yourself. And there was no greater joy to sit down and have coffee and talk about the things of the Lord, you know. I don't want, if it wasn't for that, you're just somebody else walking down the street. But this is what attracted me, the way you carried yourself, the way you dressed yourself, the way you had a hunger and a thirst for the Word of God. And, like, if it wasn't for that, I'd still be we probably wouldn't even have matched up that up.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's what people are looking for. They're looking for there's something about a person, the way they conduct themselves, the way they, it's not what they say, it's the way they carry themselves, the reputation they carry. Like it says, walk before me and be thou holy. And then, and only then, will I make a covenant with you. There's a stinking. There's a way to enter in. There's a place to enter in. But you don't enter into that place we're talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, like that that guy we sold that truck to, man. If that guy could talk his way into heaven, man, or living, he'd be in heaven, that's for sure. But it's got nothing to do with talking about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to get you there. And even, like I say, all that knowledge that you and I know, that don't mean nothing. If you and I cannot live the life, walk before me and be thou holy. Mm-hmm. And then walk with God, and the Lord took him. And it's all about, it's not so much about knowing it. Yeah, you have to know it, but once you do know it, that requires a life, a lifestyle, that walk before me and be holy. Like we see a lot of people, I know a lot of people, and I'm just as guilty as anybody, thinking if I know something, that makes me holy. It doesn't do nothing. It turns people off. And people don't want to know it, you know. They want to see the light. It's not about talking about it. It's not about knowing it. Yeah, that all helps. But it's about living the life.
Mm-hmm.
A wise man built his house upon a rock. And what it is he did, Jesus, it thinks about Jesus, he began to do and to teach. And you can read that, where a wise man built his house upon the rock, and the rains came, the storm came, and he says, I liken that to a man that heard it, and then he went out and did it, you know? And that's what I've been seeing all week. That we have to live the life. Walk before me and be thou holy. Mm-hmm. Have to live the life, not just knowing about it. And I tell you, I'm not talking to anybody. I'm just talking to myself.
Mm-hmm.
What good is it for me to know all that if I don't do it? If I just kind of hypocritical pretend that I'm living the life and I'm not. Because God knows what we're doing in secret.
Mm-hmm.
He knows everything that we do. And that's why it's so important to have kind of like you and me. We keep each other in check. I can say a lot of things, but then you know that I'm going contrary to what I'm saying. I'm not living the life. And, we still fight with the food thing, and that's pretty much the last frontier, is the appetite thing. But other than that, I don't know much more that I have to overcome. Probably the rebellion and the food thing. But other than that, it's pretty much, he was 99 years old when the Lord came and had him. Abram, walk before me and be thou holy. Walk before me and be perfect. Don't do shady things, you know. And he was 99 years old when he finally came to him. He didn't tell him that when he was 22, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was watching his life. But when he was 99 years old, he came to him, Abram, walk before me and be thou holy. And then I'll give you all this inheritance. And then he gave him all these promises. Imagine Abram was an upright man. He walked the talk. He didn't just talk about it. He was a human being like you and me, but there was something about him that was different. He heard the Lord. He believed the Lord when he called him out of Ur.
Mm-hmm.
There was something genuine about Abram. He was the father of our faith, you know, and God saw something in him that he could work with. That's mm-hmm. the way it is with us. That's the way why we are here. But now we've come up in age, and we've finally come to a place where it says, walk before me and be thou holy.
Mm-hmm.
It's no more pretending anymore. Mm-hmm. It's no more just talking about it. You have to live the life for people, because I can go tell people what they need to do and what they shouldn't need to do, but it really has no effect. And If you actually live the life, you don't have to tell, you don't have to talk about nobody. You don't have to witness to nobody. Because your life will speak a lot more than anything that you could ever say. Because the world is full of preachers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but how do they live, you know? After listening to them a while, you realize they're not even right on the word, see? See, we're, you and I, we are spot on that word. We see the beginning from the end. We can go from eternity to eternity. We see all these seven stars. We see the importance of them. We see the importance of the feasts. We have all this knowledge, accumulated all this knowledge, but that don't mean nothing. That's what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. It don't mean nothing, just knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
I have to live the life. I have to walk before God and be holy, you know, because He sees everything I do. He sees what kind of plans I make, what kind of ideas I have, what kind of ambitions and all that. He sees if it's all about me or is it about Jesus. I try to do everything for God's glory, but even at that, you still have to examine yourself on a day-to-day basis. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Walk before me and be holy. Mandle for me and say from. Like it's a daily walk that you and I have to accumulate, and even our thoughts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, even your thoughts, there's going to be a God's going to require judgment of your thoughts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
God, it says, your thoughts in heaven scream louder than your words, because with words, you could be a hypocrite, you know. You can just say something and not mean it. But with your thoughts, you know, God can read your thoughts. Mm-hmm. God knows what you're thinking about. If you're thinking about putting on a shady deal or something, God knows all that. That speaks volumes in heaven. So it's, like I say, I live for me inside from. It's the walk, and that's what I have to exercise myself. And more and more on a day-to-day basis, that I not just talk about it, that I actually live the life. What good is talking about it? What good is knowing all that we know? And I tell you what, when you go back and you sometimes listen to these guys on the internet, on TV, these preachers, and they don't even know the picture. They're not even in contact with what is happening in this hour of time. See, you and I, we have accumulated all that knowledge and all that understanding, but that doesn't, like I say, that don't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's be better off you didn't know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't, in a humble way, live a life before God,
yeah,
that people will see it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm coming true or not.
It says in 1 Corinthians 8, we all possess knowledge, but knowledge puffs up while love builds up. Those who think they know something do not yet know as they ought to know. But whoever loves God is known by God.
Well, I've been seeing it all week. It's the walk. It's not mm-hmm. the knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Even in Ephesians 1, it says, according as He had chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world,
yeah,
that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what He created us for.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But you got to keep reminding ourselves,
yes,
you know, that
mm-hmm.
because we have a tendency to kind of
let things slip.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
kind of cheat a bit,
mm-hmm.
especially with the world we're living in. We're living mm-hmm. in an environment that we've been over and over, the gray area, you know, the lukewarmness, all that. And we need to do is we need to remind ourselves
mm-hmm.
so these things don't slip. It's got nothing to do with knowing these things. You and I know so much, but it doesn't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to say is, what good is all that knowledge if we don't live the life, if we don't walk before Him and be thou holy? Mandle for me and say from. Walk before me and be holy. Then you will get all these promises.
Mm-hmm.
Just knowing it, there's no promise in that. It says it's building like building on sand. And why a foolish man build his house upon the sand? What's that sand? It's knowing and not doing.
Mm-hmm.
What's that building on a rock?
It's doing it. Doing it, knowing it and doing it. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what good is knowing it when you're building on sand? What good is knowing it and not doing it? That's what I'm trying to say. I don't know if I'll get through or not. But sometimes when you read it out of the word, it means a lot more. 2 Peter chapter 1, it says, great and precious promises. Now that really opened my eyes. According as his divine nature, his divine power, had given unto us all things that pertain unto life. You see? He had given all things. And godliness through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue. Whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these he might be partakers. See, you might be partakers of the divine nature, knowing all that. Having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. See, we have no really desire for the things of this world. I mean, go to a movie or things like that. They're so futile.
Mm-hmm.
They're so empty. Really, the only thing that excites me, if I can find somebody that I can sit down and talk about the Lord, talk about the Word, or if somebody new comes in, that you can kind of lead them on into deeper things in the Lord. And or when I get a touch from the Lord, a revelation from His Word, something mm-hmm. that I've never seen before, and the Lord comes down and reveals something to me. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance. See, all that has to be, walk before me and be thou holy. With all that knowledge, you still have to know, what good is all that knowledge if you just go out there and try to prove to somebody that you know something, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And create an argument and a state of jealousy, and nobody wants to know what you know. They want, walk before me and be thou holy. And to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. And to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. If these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful, and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, just in the knowledge. Still not getting your ticket to glory. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purchased from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and your election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fail. See? And then, soul and entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When you do all that knowledge, all that, then, and only then, an entrance, you know? That's how you can enter in. An entrance shall be preached unto you in the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Therefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Ye, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. And then he goes on to say, he talks about it. But I wish I could express what I see. There is an entering in. There is a walk that you have to walk through. There is a best I could say. You can walk to stay ahead of the fray. You can stay there, you can walk in such a way that you're ahead of the persecution. You can walk in such a way that you don't have to get, that the Lord doesn't have to take out his whip. That's what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. Walk before me and be thou holy. And these precious promises are coming to you. And then an entrance shall be preached unto you into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. See, the reason people go through so much, we read it, sang in some of these songs, they go through, they feel persecuted. All God is doing is burning off the dross. But if you and I voluntarily choose and yield ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, he will lead and guide us with his eyes. And we don't have to go through all that terrible thing that a lot of people go. They lose loved ones. They get some kind of a sickness. You read something the other day about the doctor, going to the doctor. The doctor is there to chastise you.
Mm-hmm.
To
there for the sinner.
It's there for the sinner,
mm-hmm.
the doctress.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just don't know how exactly it's worded, but that's what I've always seen. I have to live a life that I don't become sick. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to mean. Say when I say you have to stay ahead of the fray,
mm-hmm.
ahead of the curve kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in this coronavirus, they say if you the social distancing, they'll keep the curve down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They'll keep it from all these things. Well, maybe it helps, maybe it doesn't. I'm sure it does a little bit if you social distance and you, I don't know about the mask thing, I don't think that'll give it anything. But see, the way to really stay away from the coronavirus, if I live a holy life,
mm-hmm.
God would not allow none of these diseases to come on you. They're there for the wicked. That coronavirus, these pestilences, that's there for the people that have been disobedient to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're for. But if you and I can get ourselves, I wish I could express it. If you and I can get ourselves to a walk in the Lord,
then
these things cannot touch us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know so. If God has His protection on you because of living a holy and upright life before Him, nothing can come near your dwelling. No pestilence, nothing.
That's what it says. That's what it says in Psalms 91. I mean, but that's what I've been seeing. It's no use talking about telling people how much I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's no use trying to preach to people.
Mm-hmm.
We get the luxury of just the two of us here. And we watch each other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you have, let's say, 500 people in your congregation, you preach to 500 people, they don't know what kind of life you live.
Mm-hmm.
But see, we and I, we keep a check on each other. We don't get away with things. And then the Lord checks us. The Lord don't let us get away with nothing. Let's see if we can stay ahead of that curb by living the life. Walk before me and be thou holy. Wandle for me and say from. Then that person that you're trying to win to the Lord, he'll see it by your conduct. And
mm-hmm.
Peter talks about that too somewhere. They'll see it by the way you conduct yourself, the way you carry yourself. And here in Psalm 91, I can stay ahead of that. Stay out of the clinic, out of the doctor's, out of the hospital. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Man, 11. You just had an experience where you saw these two angels that as long as you're walking with the Lord, they'll protect you,
mm-hmm.
you know? You only need one, but if you have two, man. Like, you can read it where there's one angel, he went and killed 750,000 soldiers. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, and Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise and pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. He said something the other day about the belt of truth. We tell people the truth. They may not like it, but it's the truth. We try our very best to live the life of this word. Yeah, we're still in this human flesh. We still have to remind ourselves on a day-to-day basis. We still have to realize we have not arrived.
Mm-hmm.
We still have to endure to the end.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just sit down and like, we know all this much, but that don't cut it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give us a ticket to nowhere,
mm-hmm.
knowing it. That's what I'm trying to say. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. You know, with this coronavirus and this, all these plagues that's coming and this pestilence and this hunger's note, where hunger is coming. And All that is not going to affect the people that have put their trust in the Lord and put his trust in the word. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, with all these terrorists coming on now and what's going on in America. It just these mobs just go in and shoot you. You got no protection, but here it is. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Like, no plague will come near your house. Another translation says, your family will be spared. None of that will affect you, because you're living the life. You're walking before him, and you're doing everything you can to be perfect. And God has a way of preserving those that are under your watch, under your wing. He has a way of protecting your family. There shall be no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. That means a lot. No plague shall come near your dwelling. For he shall give thee angels charge over thee to keep you in all thy ways, if you walk before him and be thou holy. Madly for a meal and sigh from. They shall bear thee, for he shall give angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and ladder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou tremble under feet. Because thou hast set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he had known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Mm-hmm. It's all about walking before him. Be thou holy. Get your priorities right.
Yeah. As it says instead of 38, my child, when you are sick, don't look around elsewhere, but pray to the Lord, and he will heal you. Stay far from error. Direct your hands rightly, and cleanse your heart from all sin. Offer a sweet-smelling sacrifice and a memorial of fine flour, and pour an offering of oil, using what you can afford. And give doctors a place, because the Lord created them also. And don't let them leave you, because you indeed need them. There's a time when success is in their hands as well. They will also ask the Lord so that he might grant them rest and healing in order to preserve life. May those who sin against their Creator fall into the hands of a doctor.
Wow. That's pretty clear.
My, even that God gives grace that you don't perish. You know, if you sin, may you fall into the hands of a doctor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You got to get the drift of what he's saying. If you sin, the grace is that you will not be consumed, but the doctor will come along and keep you from dying.
That's right. Like that's my yes, exactly. Like when I broke my ankle, I could have perished just like that.
Yeah.
But I fell into the hands of a doctor because I was being disobedient to God.
I say if you walk with him and be holy, you wouldn't die. It wouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have broke your foot. Mm-hmm. Same with me. Mm-hmm. I broke my foot too, but I was disobedient, and then the doctor had to come along and fix it. Yeah, there is just his mercy and his grace. But we can live a life that we don't have to. Like when you go back and examine, that's the whole thing, you know. When I examine my issue, when you examine your issue. If I would have been obedient to the Lord, I wouldn't have had a broken foot.
Exactly.
But it's his grace. And there's another thing. I had a
Like, you can't completely put the doctor out. Like,
no, you can't.
I'm not. Some people, they get so sacrilegious, mm-hmm. completely stay away from the doctor. Well, I tried for about 3-4 years. I had this, it was actually a hernia. And I tried to pray it away. Mm-hmm. And I had to end up going on to the doctor, get a specialist, and get an appointment with the doctor, and then they made an arrangement. You're going to have to get this operated on. Mm-hmm. And she told me exactly what happens. It's a, what do you call it? It's a hernia. Mm-hmm. And then what it is, the intestine, they bend, mm-hmm. and then certain times they just don't let no food pass. And man, sometimes that's such a terrible pain.
Well, what happened is you have a protective layer from your stomach that covers the intestines, and there develops a hole. And then the intestines pops through that hole and prevents things from passing through.
Oh.
And that's where the pain comes.
But anyway, after about 2-3 years of sometimes getting attacked and mm-hmm. tremendous pain and the family, I couldn't pray this thing out because God, sometimes He has the doctor
mm-hmm.
to teach you. You can't get so sacrilegious that you think God's going to have to fix it. Mm-hmm. You know, it was easy for the doctor. He came and explained what he's doing, and he had to put you under the needle for a bit, for a couple hours, and 3-4 hours, I was back in the house again. You remember that time?
Mm-hmm.
But see, I had to go to the doctor, but. It was nothing that I probably like could have started younger, living right, living better, instead of eating so much. Maybe it wouldn't have happened, but it just happened that this one could not be paid away.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things you can't pay. Like, I give you a lot of examples where I would go to before the Lord and I would examine myself and my life, and I see nothing that I did that would cause this thing to come on, and the Lord came down and healed it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just different things. Like, but if I would know what I know now,
mm-hmm.
when the Lord saved me when I was 24 years old, if I would know and realize how important it is to walk before the Lord and be thou holy, instead of talking about it, why not just live it? You do everything that you can to stay ahead of the curve. I would have saved myself I would have been a lot more fruitful. Mm-hmm. I could have done a lot more things for the Lord. Instead of now I'm 73, and now I know all that, but that's still, it's still a battle, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Still, walk before me, be thou holy. That's what I told him today. Not only for me, but I from. 99 years old, Ross, when he came. Abram, walk before me and be thou holy. And like I say, I wish I would have known what I know now when I was 24, when the Lord saved me.
Yeah, you wish a lot of stuff. But I when I worked in Brandon, I was working with those special needs, and I was down to Dauphin Bible Camp with her. And there was this lady there. And at the end of the stay, she came up to me and she said, "I've been watching you." And she said, "I admire you. So she was basically saying to me that I'm actually living the life.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You're walking before Him. It's mm-hmm. not like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to say walk before the Lord. Walk before your neighbor. I have to walk before you and try to present myself in a way that...
But I've not always walked before Him like that, and
no, we're failing many times.
I'll openly admit it that I failed Him many times in life.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. but you have to know the difference between walking that life, and then sometimes you kind of take a flirt or a spurt.
Mm-hmm.
You do things that you ought not to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the walking. He says, walk before me. Like mm-hmm. If your neighbor wasn't that perfect human being. Mm-hmm. He had some shady deals going.
Mm-hmm.
But what God was once trying to transmit to us, that our main objective should be
mm-hmm.
to walk before Him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you mess up, you do things you ought not to do. But you don't make it a constant walk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like when that lady was watching you, and you were up there, and she observed, and at the end of the day, what she saw in you was more of a Christ-like attitude than the other side. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I saw in you. You didn't go after guys, you know, and this flirting thing and all that stuff. You just carried yourself in a way that, because I didn't know you before, 15 years ago, I didn't even know of you, back in before 2004. That's almost 20 years ago.
Something about but done continuing sin.
Oh, that's in John, I think.
Oh, okay.
Then John, if you want to read it, you can find it.
I don't know.
He said, children don't, I think it's John 1.
Oh, yeah.
Children don't sin. But if you do, you have an advocate with the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on and reads it. It reads like, it comes out like it. But if we walk in sin,
mm-hmm.
if it becomes a constant daily lifestyle, and if we don't give a rip, that's mm-hmm. walking in sin.
Yeah.
Then we have no more. There's no more help for us. That's what he's trying to say. Yeah, like we're human beings.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving myself an excuse and a pass. But there's times when you don't do.
Mm-hmm.
When you kind of say something about that guy that cut you off ahead of you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you try to grab yourself and try not to make a habit of it. Try to be better next time. But you always kind of work at it. So you do not... walk in sin, you know. Rather, walk before Him and be holy. Walk before your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Walk before the person that you associate with.
Mm-hmm.
So that when they see that lifestyle, that you've not living the way you used to live, they see that change of heart. Especially when you used to live in sin and now you're not doing the things you used to do. You're not going to the place you used to go. And then you try to go out there and convert everybody, and it don't work that way. I learned that a long time ago. It's not about talking.
Because mm-hmm. people want
to about knowing.
People want to see it.
Yeah, it's about, mm-hmm. let me see your lifestyle, and then I'll come on board.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't see nothing, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I sometimes ask myself, I don't even have my own family isn't with me. But I can't let it discourage it because of I don't think I'm that far out. I don't know why they're not seeing something. But I can't talk to them about what we know about the Bible or anything like that. It's just like I say, you're the only one that believes in what I'm saying. And now that Jeremy, he came on board, and he's the only one that sees this truth that we're in. He's the only one that actually has grabbed a hold of it. And there again, you know, it's a major breakthrough if somebody sees this.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the mileage he saves, that you can come direct here. And it's that living water. It's that meat in due season. You don't have to go what I had to go through 10 years of going through these religious cages to try to find that nugget. I knew there's something somewhere. Finally, I find it. And here, Jeremy's the only one that somehow, God spared him all that junk that's out there. Believe you me, there's junk out there. And he could see it, and he could read it, listen to it, and be ejected into this end time truth
mm-hmm.
without having to go through every hellhole that's out there. Religious hellholes, that's what they are. That's what the Bible calls them. They have cages, and there's holes for every foul and hateful word. Just come out of her, my people. That's what it means back there when it says, come out of her, my people. I saw a mighty angel back in Revelation going and crying with a loud voice, come out of her, my people. Now the churches, if I'm trying to paraphrase it, the churches have now evolved into a cage mm-hmm. and a hole for every fowl and hateful mm-hmm. bird. Satan has infiltrated every aspect of society. That thing that you sometimes listen on the internet, it looks good, it sounds good, it even feels good, but it's nothing but weapons of mass deception. That's all it is. There's only one thing that we have, it's this here truth. Mm-hmm. That's it. You'll find as time goes on, and everything will fall by the wayside. It says, tongue shall cease, prophecy will cease, everything will be shaken that can be shaken, but the word of God abides forever. And this is His truth that we have, lining up with the seven stars, lining up with the feasts, lining up scripture upon scripture. We've lined it up, we've go back, we've examined it with the light of the scripture. And having known all that, we still haven't arrived in yet. Like I'm saying, knowing all that, we still have an obligation. We still have to continue and walk before me and be that holy. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to come out with this conversation, that it's got nothing to do with knowing anything. Yeah, the knowledge helps you. Mm-hmm. If you have virtue and if you have temperance and you have all these things and you exercise all that, then, and only then, will that entrance be preached. And it's not like try to get to what I'm trying to say. It's not like a ticket is handed to you now. That entrance is preached unto you now. Mm-hmm. Now it's up to you what you're going to do with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just preached to you. It's still up to me. What am I going to do about it? Am I going to live before Him and be holy? So that I do, that I can enter into that heavenly glory? Mm-hmm. Will I endure to the end? That's what I'm trying to say. That entrance will be preached unto you then and only then. Mm-hmm. But like I say, you still have free will. You still have to choose whether you want to go down that direction, whether you want to stay ahead of the curve and get persecuted for His sake and the gospel and be hated and be shunned and be terminated from everything and everybody. You still want it? Yeah. Why not? See, an entrance will be preached. Like I say, it's still up to you. You still want it. Mm-hmm. It's only preached to you. It's given you. Like, here it is. There you got it. You still want it? That's what was presented to me. You know, Lord came on the scene. Here's what it'll cost you. You're going to lose everything. You still want it? You become a vagabond overnight. You still want it? Well, I was hungry for the Lord. Mm-hmm. I was hungry for that. What Paul said, oh, that I might know Him. The power of His resurrection. The fellowship of His suffering.
Conformable unto His death.
Yeah, conformable unto His death. See, and there's a nugget. And there is everything. And there is that safety that you saw. And there is that help. And there is this financial thing. And then there is bodyguards. And that, oh, that I might know Him, the power of His resurrection, the fellowship of His suffering. And there is everything. That whole package is in there. Mm-hmm. A nugget. A pearl of great price. You don't have to worry about nothing. It's all taken care of. That safety, that thing back in Psalm 91. If you can make the most high, that's all in there. Who that am I know? That's what I was lacking. Back when in the call, I was a Christian since I was 25. But there's something missing, you know. In my life, there was something missing. I wanted that something. Because I read a lot of books, and I know they didn't have what these people had. I read Catherine Marshall's Beyond Ourselves, and I read the Bible. They had something that I didn't have. And I wanted that. The Lord came on the scene one day, yeah, here's what it'll cost you. But I didn't care. I wanted that nugget. And behind that that persecution thing, I wanted it more than I wanted to live. I didn't want to live anymore. Mm-hmm. That's how determined you have to be. And even where we are now, that was 30 years ago, I've determined I'm still not there yet. I'm still fighting. I'm still and having to endure to the end. Yeah, I've covered a lot of ground. I've gained a lot of ground, but I'm still not there yet. That's what I'm trying to say. And walk before me and be thou holy. It's got nothing to do with knowing it. It's got to do with walking before the Lord, walking before your neighbor, walking before the world, the way you dress, the way you conduct yourself. Now, I can't walk before and be thou holy if I'm 100 pounds overweight, and I'm smoking a cigarette, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm stumbling down the road, I'm drinking. I go to the bar and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not walking before me and be that holy. It's contradicted, living a hypocritical lifestyle. Even when people don't see me, if I do things in secret, the Lord knows about it. He's not going to give me a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I think I might get one, he's not going to do it. Even God himself is accountable to his word, you know. Even if he would like to give you a pass, even if Jesus would like to give you a pass, he can't, because he sent that word, and they put that word above the very name. God said, I put my word above my very name. I'm accountable to my word. And even God can't bypass that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to adjust ourselves to that word.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta lose the weight, you know. Can't just talk about it. I gotta conduct myself in the manner that the Lord is pleased with it. I gotta stay ahead of the curve, of the pestilence curve, because it's coming over all the world. The Bible says it will. The shaking of all things is coming. And those that are not ready, they're gonna fall by the wayside. It's gonna be a terror. The terror by night, you know, terror is coming.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these mobs, they come in and they just kill people. It's for no reason at all. They burn their house down. It's coming here too. God, the Bible says it will. And our only safety is in the Lord. My hope is in the Lord. And there again, like I say, knowing all that, it really doesn't cut it yet. I seen it during the week, and I was wondering, what is it that people can't enter in? There is an entering in that you got all that. I guess the world, and like you were reading the other day, faith will be taken away, the way of truth will be hid from them, and faith will be taken from the earth. I guess when you combine all that and the hour we're living, in the Laodicean age, mm-hmm.
And the God of this evil age,
yeah.
Has blinded the minds, yeah.
And all that, you put that in your database, you really don't have a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a chance, unless you're willing to put in that extra effort.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a little bit of a hope, but you can't do it by just thinking it'll come handed to you in a silver platter. You gotta put in every effort that you can,
mm-hmm.
from time to time, to just enter in. That's why they can. Now, like I was saying, all week long, what prevents people from entering in? Well, all that stuff that they're surrounded with. That's why you and I are crazy to a lot of people, because we have entered in,
mm-hmm.
against all the odds. That's what I'm trying to say. And why can't they? Well, even as much as we had to go through, and we're still struggling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Still have to fight this thing on a day-to-day basis. We're still not there yet. Still have to walk before Him and be thou holy. It's basically it's kind of what I've been seeing. It doesn't, got nothing to do with knowing things. Got nothing to do with talking the talk. You gotta walk the talk. Like I say, that guy that bought that truck from us. Man, you could talk like, man, I was looking around to see if he doesn't sprout any angel wings. He was talking so holy. And then next time we saw him, oh man, what an animal. Oh, yikes. And it's got nothing to do with talking. Not as guilty as anybody. I used to try to talk. Yeah, I was living the life too, to the best that I know how. But I'm sure they saw all the flaws in me. Usually do, but that's what I've been seeing. I don't know how you saw it.
No, pretty much. I can't quite explain it. But there is a place where you are in Christ. And nothing can touch you. You live in, if you're in that that living a holy life before Him. And like the song says, shun the wrong and do what's right. God will make a way.
Yeah, there is a place in God.
Mm-hmm.
You don't worry about nothing. But you also have to make sure you stay in that place.
Exactly.
That's the biggest battle. It's one thing to come to that place, mm-hmm. another thing to persevere mm-hmm. in it.
It's like, let's say you're in a spotlight, right? And you're lagging behind the spotlight moves on, and you're out of the light. So you have to get back into the light. You'd let yourself slip out of the light. You have to make sure you get back into it.
Mm-hmm. And it's easy to do, especially at this hour.
Mm-hmm,
and all the temptation out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan, like, all the devil and hell is on their case, and they see you made a cut, you know. Because the devil, he wants the whole world. He doesn't want, he goes around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You know, if there's somebody that's out there, he's inquiring about the things of God, things that has eternal value, and then he sends all his hordes after that person, after that individual, to make sure he never finds it. And then when he does find it, he harasses him, to discourage him and to intimidate him, and then when he can't do that, he'll lie about him, and he'll never give up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a battle, but you know that's why God sent these angels as ministering spirits to them that are heirs of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Bible says. The angels are ministering spirits sent to them. To you and I, to them that are heirs of salvation, to help them through the jungle that we're in. And that time, you conceal them. Don't go there. Don't do this. Stay away from that. But it's all about walk before Him and be thou holy. Walk before God and be thou holy. Walk before your neighbor instead of going trying to tell him what to do or nothing. Well, just walk by example. There was I went to Brandon one day. There was a speaker there. A lady was there. Yeah, a lady was there speaking. And she had some kind of an incurable disease.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in this sanitarium for years. I think 10, 15 years she was in this hospital. The Lord put a nurse in that hospital. And she was a Christian nurse. And she just lived before everybody, well, before her patients, like the way she conducted herself. And what the Lord did, He put that nurse in there, and that lady with that incurable disease, she was like an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
She hated God, anything about God or about the Bible. And she just went on for 10 years or more. I forget her testimony exactly how it was, but I heard her physically saw her and physically heard her say that. Anyway, so as time went on, one day she wants to know, what is it about you? She's a Christian, she's a believer. Can I pray for you? And she became a Christian too, just by the conduct. For 10 years watching that nurse there, the way she carried herself, mm-hmm. the way she conducted herself. It took 10 years or more, maybe even more. And the Lord healed her. Like, she had this incurable disease. I don't know all the ins and outs of it. I guess I could find out. But it was quite a test. It was quite a eye-opener. And then, like I say, she's going around testifying what the Lord did for her. And now she can. To know just by simply that nurse that the Lord that was a Christian lady, and the Lord put her in that sanitarium there where she was, and just for her sake,
mm-hmm.
just to get her to realize there is something out there. She didn't have to go hating God and being an atheist. And through that, she got converted. And that's mm-hmm. why I say, that's why this is so important for you and I to have this conversation, that
It's got nothing to do with knowledge. It's got nothing to do with knowing all that stuff. That don't mean nothing. That don't give you a ticket to nowhere. Just for a big head. Mm-hmm. And then pride. Then you're done.
Mm-hmm.
But to walk before him and be thou holy, that's where it's at. Like I say, you and I, we know a lot. But they don't mean nothing. Mm-hmm. If we don't exercise temperance and humility and all that.
Yeah.
That's what I saw. Heavenly Father, we just had a little conversation about your word. I just pray, Lord, you'll help us to live the life and just talk about it. We all need it, Lord. Thank you for reminding us about that. We just ask that you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. That's where it's at. Living the life. Come to a place where God finds favor with you. Like he did with Noah. He walked and he found favor with God. Abraham found favor with him. Moses. These people had a certain thing about them, a conduct that God favored.
It don't come automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Look how far up the road we've got. Yeah, we're blessed, but we still have to strive to the. We're still striving to the end, you know. Mm-hmm. We still got issues that we fight with, and minor ones, rebelling against the Lord. 100% surrendering the little things that the little foxes, it only spoil the vines. And it's those little things that you really gotta watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes, some people, they thought Brother Jackson was off the path when he came hard against those people that are starting to teach things wrong. And he came on strong. You can go back and listen to his experience with Dr. Devils. And he mentioned people's names, and some people were offended, but to me it was music in my ears, because he saw the fallout.
Yeah.
That's what he saw.
Mm-hmm.
He saw what this going to...
End results will bring.
Yeah. He saw the end results, what mm-hmm. this thing will cost. And he just hammered that thing and he just went right after it.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a difference between him and then Tim Rolfer comes along. What are you going to do about it? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So he did the barrier between those two. And
mm-hmm.
And we just go after. Well, we're in no position to tell people what to do or not to do, but we are in a position to withdraw ourselves. Let that speak volumes.
Mm-hmm.
That'll speak more than your words anyway. I'm going to withdraw myself from that junk, because as time goes on, people will see it for what it is. Because it's pretty hard to tell in the early stages, because they can't see what you and I see.
Mm-hmm.
But as time goes on, they're going to see. Yeah, they did the right thing. They left that group because they were teaching wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't see it at the time. But see, sometimes you gotta let things run its course.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's walk before me and be thou holy.
Mm-hmm.
And remind ourselves.
It's a good place to be.